This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak. I'm with the Retirement News Network, and I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. And we invite you to reach out to Alan and the team at RSG to plan your retirement, to get that plan in place. We're glad you're spending some time with us today. Well, for those of you who tuned in last week, you heard us discuss annuities, and Alan did a great job. He gave a real straight explanation of what an annuity is, how it works, and how it can be used for you. And if you were listening last week, you probably also heard us make the point that an annuity, while perhaps a little more complicated than most financial products, it's really just another investment tool. You know, all retirees, they've got to put together something, some kind of personal retirement jigsaw puzzle. And the one that includes all the pieces that are best for them, that's what's going to work ultimately in their retirement. And an annuity is really just another piece of that puzzle. It means that, as any investment, a retiree has to carefully weigh all the pros and cons before they invest their hard-earned money. It just makes sense to do that. So certainly before you dive headlong into a retirement strategy that uses annuities, you should be sure that you're up to speed on at least the basics on how they work. Would you agree with that, Alan?
Oh, for sure, Megan. You know, it's really important to understand the nuances of any annuity you might be considering. For some of us, that's a bad word, the word annuity, but hopefully we'll shed some light on that topic over the next hour. When we're talking about annuities, I suggest you talk with a financial professional like those of us here at Retirement Solutions Group. Today, though, we're not going to pick up exactly where we left off last week. Instead of explaining the mechanics of annuities, we're going to put them into context and figure out where we should be using them. So we're going to look at basically six ways someone could use an annuity to create a successful retirement. And we'll name each one, give a little thumbnail, and talk about the ways each annuity we talk about could help. And remember, the benefits of any annuities we talk about today are dependent on your personal situation, your personal retirement goals and needs, and are based on the claims paying ability of the insurance carrier we choose.
Well, I'm glad that we're going to do this, and it's really kind of just expanding, really, on our conversation and using those real life examples, real world examples to see how we can use this investment tool. So, Alan, where's the best place to start? Do you want to remind our listeners about the different types of annuities out there?
Sure. You know, we've got the two basic types, which are fixed or fixed indexed and variable. Variable being a securities product regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And, you know, the word variable means something that varies. So those annuities, in my opinion, have an undue amount of risk where a lot of things are not guaranteed in them. Now, there are some out there that have riders in them that can guarantee, you know, a 5% income return and then a 5% payout later. But, you know, I look at the fixed index products and I can find 6 and 7% guarantees. So higher growth rates as well as higher payouts to my family without the risk. So not a big fan of the variable annuity, the fixed annuity. There's the MYGA, which operates like a CD. And I've got those in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years in the high two to mid three range. So you can make 3.15% on your money for a guaranteed period of time. Operates just like a CD. And then that indexed annuity that is tracking the stock market. It's based on the market, but not in the market. And the good thing there is just think about it. If the market goes down, you're not playing. So there's no losses to your principal. When the market goes up, you get to participate on the upside. Most contracts, not all of the upside, but there are a few, and get the gains of the market without the risk. So an annuity can be a very, very powerful part of a person's portfolio going forward into retirement to help eliminate the number one fear we all have, which is running out of money.
And, you know, not everybody really needs an annuity, Alan, if I'm understanding you right, but everybody does need a plan. You've got to have that retirement plan. The problem is, I think it can be really intimidating. You know, before, so many people had company pensions, but now you have to do it on your own. And when you figure in the fact that over half of all Americans, they haven't even tried to calculate what they're going to need to retire, to do it on their own terms, that's really startling. Now, you were talking a little bit earlier, Alan, about the differences between fixed and variable annuities. Let's talk a little bit more. Can you give us more of an explanation there?
Well, Megan, you know, the fixed annuity is a great place to start. Much like you know, high-grade corporate bonds, fixed annuities are generally considered to be safe. Based on the claims-paying ability of the insurance carrier, so you want to use a high-rated insurance company. And insurance companies are rated, you know, A, just like in high school or college, A, B, C, D. So you want to use a definitely B-plus or better, I'd say something in the A category for sure. But because of the way the funds are accounted for, the fixed annuity payouts are guaranteed. And what that means is when you pick a fixed index annuity, if you use an income rider or if you annuitize it, which just for the record, not a big fan of, I call that annuicide, you lose control of your money. But you can take income off an annuity, still maintain control of the underlying investment. But when you have these annuities paying you, you can guarantee yourself, again, based on the strength of that company, that that will pay you the rest of your life. And I like to say, when all of us got married, we said, till death do us part. And it doesn't have to end there, that we can take care of our spouse the rest of our lives and the rest of theirs, because those fixed index annuities will pay you the rest of both your lives if set up properly, which means every time you go to the mailbox, you have a check. Or if it's direct deposited, it's going to be direct deposited for the rest of both your lives. That's pretty darn good peace of mind.
All right, so let's talk variable annuities. And I heard you say earlier, Alan, yeah, and that reaction sums it up. You're not a big fan, are you?
I'm not. I mean, they do take a Series 7 securities license, which gives you the ability to sell variable products such as variable annuities and variable life insurance. I did not take that licensing just simply because I don't believe in the product, so I didn't see the reason to do it. And I don't believe in variable products, again, life insurance or annuity, because you're putting something that my 18 and a half years of experience tell me that insurance is when we transfer risk. We buy an annuity to guarantee income. We transfer the risk of the market to the annuity. When we buy life insurance, we want it to be there when we pass away. One of the absolutes out there, death and taxes, right? But if we take a variable approach, we put our life insurance and or our annuities in a situation that are affected by the stock market, we go against the underlying or very principle of why we buy insurance. So no, Megan, I am not a fan of variable annuities. If somebody out there has one, please call me. 9 times out of 10, people would be in a better position if they looked at a fixed index annuity versus that variable annuity. Higher payouts, better guarantees. Now, on the guaranteed side, if you want your money in the stock market, you will get better returns potentially with a variable annuity. But then I'd say, why be in a variable annuity? Why not be in a managed money situation where you're paying less fees, more of the growth? Because that's money you can afford to lose. So I don't think those, you know, those two things do not combine. You shouldn't put money you need for income in the direct line of fire, if you will, in the market. And I think that the money that you want protected and safe and to create that income should be outside of the market. So in other words, what I'm saying is variable annuity, bad idea for safety guarantees and protection, which is income. Fixed index annuity, great idea. And that's why I'm not a big fan of variable annuities. Fees, expenses, low returns potentially because the fees are eating and eroding away. And you're limited to the options. I mean, a variable annuity literally is in mutual funds, which again, if you've listened to my radio show in the past, I'm not a big fan of, because we can do better with ETFs. We can do better with money managers potentially than a mutual fund situation. Instead of having 5,400 or 7,200 mutual funds to choose from, you get like 10. So you're very limited on your options inside that variable annuity on top of it. So bottom line, are you nervous about your retirement savings and your risk exposure in today's stock market? You're not alone. Many people are. As the markets bounce up and down, the volatility is too much for many because we're human. You know, we're supposed to buy low, sell high. But typically, what do? Just the opposite. We buy high and sell low because we look at the stuff and we react. And it's just human nature. So let's find a situation, investment philosophy, a low volatility discipline, if you will, where we can limit those huge highs and those huge lows and get us more balanced. It seems like I'm a psychologist talking about people's personalities. You know, you don't want the real highs and the real lows. That makes somebody like manic depressant, right? Same thing in retirement planning. You need it more grounded, not too high, not too low, right there in the middle. Take the center line and let's get us to and through retirement without all the risk.
Six ways to use an annuity in your retirement plan. That's our focus today. Scenario number one, coming up next. Alan, what's the first scenario that you want to discuss today?
Megan, really what I want to talk about first is tax deferral. If you put money in a CD or a stock and it grows, well, I say CD reluctantly. I mean, a constantly dropping, can't keep up with inflation CD isn't really going to make any money in today's environment. But if you look back to into the 80s and maybe a little bit into the 90s when you could still get, I've been told CDs used to pay 18-19%. Then I've seen them pay 5-7%. Now what are they paying? Less than 1%? So the interest on that isn't really a tax consideration for most people. You know, if you were to put money in the stock market and it went up, which is the idea, you'd have gains. If you don't need that money right now, you're delaying from a year to get long-term capital gains. If you do it in the short term and reinvest it, you're going to get short-term capital gains. But if you did it inside of an annuity, if you made gains inside of an annuity is what I'm trying to say, what you would end up with is tax deferral. You only pay taxes on the money you take out of an annuity. Therefore, somebody's got a tax issue and they don't need the income, you might as well use an annuity and get those taxes deferred. But all that being said, many of our listeners have the same problem as a lot of us, which brings me on to scenario two, which is the idea of having money in IRAs. Scattered though they may be, you probably know what retirement and investment accounts you have. A 401k, an IRA over there, a little money in your favorite stock, some money in a jar in the closet. You know, but do you have an idea of how much of your retirement portfolio is at risk? Do you have an idea of how much of your hard-earned money you stand to lose if another market crash happens? And do you have enough time before retirement to make up for any money you would lose for us to have another major correction like we did in 2008? Let me help you take control of your retirement savings and protect the money you've worked hard to accumulate.
So when we talk Social Security, and it can be overwhelming for people, Alan, what's that question about Social Security that you think people have the most trouble with?
You know, when do I take benefits? Should I turn it on early? Should I wait? How do I decide? When am I making this decision? How should I come to the decision I should be making? The best advice I can give on this is valid regardless of circumstances. The best thing someone can do is to make sure you make decisions about when to take your Social Security that complement the rest of your financial decisions you make regarding the whole retirement plan. Social Security decisions should be based on the demands derived from a number of financial planning areas, as well as your other sources of retirement income, such as pensions, like when do they kick on and how much, retirement savings level, so how much do you have and how much can you withdraw from that? Is your retirement plan based on hope or based on the cash that it's pulling out for you each year? There's so many factors that go into it. It's not just, okay, I got, you know, $600,000, $800,000, $1 million, $1.5 million, whatever the number is. That's all relative to how much it is that you are spending on a regular basis. Where do you want it to go when you're gone? Who do you want it to go to? There's just so many factors. And let's not forget about what happens if something happens prematurely. If you don't make it as long as you wanted, are things going to go to whom you want them to, where you want them to, and take care of the people that you want? And maybe there's also, you could have special needs going on in your family. Maybe you need a special needs trust. We'll get you with our estate planning attorney who's here in our office. So many things that can jump up at you. It's just a good idea to get a second opinion, know where you stand, know what your thoughts are, and bounce those off of somebody. They always say two heads are better than one. You may have your own ideas, but wouldn't it be better if you had a trained professional there to bounce those ideas off of and see if, hey, are you on the right track or is there a better track to take?
And Alan, I want to keep talking about these different scenarios where you could use an annuity. And you've been explaining how you use these scenarios with your clients to help them in their retirement planning. What's another scenario?
Well, Megan, we just talked about how you could tax defer money using an annuity. I always like to say which came first, the IRA or the annuity. Well, the annuity did. The IRA is kind of designed after the annuity. Same kind of principles, same ways to access the money, et cetera. Well, a lot of your brokers will tell you, don't put qualified money inside of an annuity. And I completely disagree with that because Uncle Sam has a plan for us. They want us to take our IRAs and take a required minimum distribution off of it somewhere between the ages of 59 and a half, a little earlier if you want to use a 72T, or 70 and a half, somewhere in between those two points. So using an annuity to systematized to get you that guaranteed income stream you can't outlive and get the same amount every year or get a increasing amount every year, which kind of comes from the idea of my book, Reliability of Income versus Return on Investment. Then we can get that guaranteed income for the rest of our lives that we can never outlive and do it that satisfies those required minimum distribution charts. Good way to put the two together.
Alan, I've heard of something, and I wanted your opinion on it and an explanation for it. It's called a QLAC. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a qualified longevity annuity contract. Thought these things would be way popular when they came out. It's only been a year or two ago. They haven't quite hit the excitement level that you would have thought, but it's a way to not take your RMD at 70.5 that you didn't have to. Usually you could, push that out to about 85, but it was only on like $125,000. So if you didn't need your IRA and you wanted to take those RMDs and required minimum distributions and push them out to around 85 years old, you could. Your contribution limit is like 25% of your total qualified monies or $125,000, whichever is less. And then you could put that money out and not have a required minimum distribution on it. We have not found a lot of people jumping up and down for that one, but it is an option that you need to know about. And there is a few annuity carriers that have products that satisfies the government's restrictions on those. Great question.
Okay. Yeah. It's like you said, kind of new and two. And we're back talking about ways to use an annuity with an eye on retirement planning. And we've gone over a couple scenarios, and one provides a distinct tax advantage and a benefit. And then the second one, Alan, it provides an advantage to people who are facing those required minimum distributions. Let's talk about a third scenario to use an annuity effectively.
Okay, let's look at situation number three. Call it a debt spend down scenario. Let's stipulate that you have a good amount of money set aside, money that you've already paid taxes on. So you're not retired, but you have your eye on retirement in, say, 10 years, and you'd like to enter retirement with your house paid off. But you'd also like to receive the tax benefits and mortgage interest deductions. You want to continue to make those mortgage payments for that. This scenario is to invest the money into an immediate annuity that throws off payments in an amount that coincide with your monthly mortgage payment over a 10-year period. Effectively, this puts those monthly payments on autopilot. This strategy, putting payments from an immediate annuity to work, can be applied to a number of other scenarios as well. For example, consider an inheritance. To avoid having full access to the money right away, one can purchase an immediate annuity, which would limit payments and keep you from overspending. This is not only delivers greater control, you'll be paid more money over the course of the payments, similar to like a lottery payment. Instead of taking a lump sum, you take the annuitization payments that just gives you more money over a period of time so you don't run out.
I mean, I think that's a pretty interesting strategy. How else could someone who has an eye on retirement, how could they truly benefit from an annuity, Alan?
Situation four is one of my more exciting versions of a way to use an annuity. It kind of takes in consideration the MIGA, or the multi-year guaranteed annuity option, because a MIGA or a fixed annuity in this respect is like a insurance company's version of a bank CD. And you get a guaranteed rate for a period of time, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, et cetera. And with CDs being at an all-time low, basically paying nothing for up to 5 years or better, you might as well get 3% on your money using an annuity as an alternative. So that's a great opportunity for a lot of people out there. Don't be one of those people. Don't be one of those people who will spend more time planning their vacation than planning their retirement. You know who I'm talking about. Hopefully it's not you. It takes a long time to plan for 20, 30, 40 years of unemployment. With healthcare, inflation, and taxes on the rise, you just don't want to be caught on the beach without sun protection, right? The way to avoid having a unhealthy retirement is to sit down with an expert. Not talking about a broker with somebody's name on the door. I'm talking about a money manager, somebody that can explain to you the difference between mutual funds and ETFs, mutual funds, and a managed portfolio, and show you why you should have graduated out of that mutual fund portfolio and set you on a path where you actually own the positions, you know what's going on, and you're not just surfing down the S&P. You need to be with somebody that can explain it to you in your terms and get you that peace of mind. We can review your old annuities, make sure you have the best proper one. We can look at your portfolio, get some Morningstar reports, run it through the ringer, and figure out. You know, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. I don't care if you've been with the same person for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, or even 2 weeks. You should always find out, always keep checking, always keep making sure that you're in the best possible place for your family.
Let's move on to another scenario. We're talking about ways to use annuities in your retirement. How else could an annuity help a retirement plan?
Well, if you're keeping track, we're on topic number 5 or situation number 5. And this is a strategy. It is especially good for those who retire early or just want to delay in taking their Social Security until later, getting that 8% on average increase in their Social Security by not taking it at 62 or 66 or 67, because you can delay it all the way to age 70. When the amount of one's check will potentially be higher every month from Social Security, think of this as bridging the income gap between your retirement date and the date you actually turn the Social Security on. You know, with Social Security is an interesting animal because we're waiting or delaying to take it. And I've heard it all, bird in the hands, we're two in the bush, and, you know, people are saying, I don't know if Social Security is going to be there, so they want to take Social Security at 62. First off, let me say, everybody's situation is unique and different. You may not have enough money in the bank to delay taking Social Security, but let's say you're fortunate enough to. You have, you know, plenty of money in your IRA. You've got the Social Security sitting over here. It does make sense to control the tax distribution. We have many clients that do this. And they will take and live off of their IRAs in the form of an annuity and have that systematic income month after month after month and take that while they let their Social Security grow. And this is a very good tax situation because currently Social Security is only taxed at 50% at one level, 85% at another level. Bottom line, it's not 100%, and the money inside the IRA is taxed at 100%. So they're getting the increases in Social Security and that income later. Now, I say that may not be the best option. Maybe you like an annuity that has increased income in the future and you want the annuity to be the increased income. The idea is we need to sit down, evaluate your individual situation, look at the options and see what works best for you. But using an annuity to delay Social Security and bridge that gap is a very popular strategy.
Now, Alan, as we discuss some of these different situations where an annuity might be useful, can you talk about the importance of finding the right financial professional for your particular situation?
I can, but just remember, if you're listening to this show, you've already found them. You just have to pick up the phone. But how do you know I'm the right one? Is that the question you're asking, Megan?
It is, yes.
Well, the truth is, with any financial professional, you have to find out if you mesh well together, if you have a common bond. So if you'd come in and visit with me or any advisor, you really got to sit down and ask those questions and decide if you like the answers you're getting. Do you feel that you're getting the best, most truthful information provided to you? And as you're having that conversation, do you get that good feel? You know, I'm thinking most people out there have dated at one point in their life, and when they first went on that date, they decided they wanted to go on the next date, didn't they?
That's true.
Well, picking your advisor is a lot the same. If you're in that first meeting and you get that feeling that you should be picking up the phone and calling your girlfriend and saying, get me out of here, not the right advisor. But if you've got the feeling that this is going somewhere and you need to come back and see more and you need more information and you like where it's going, that's kind of how you feel. The importance is, you want your money to last a lifetime, and you don't want to keep switching, and you want to be with somebody for a long period of time, just like when you enter the dating world. So I'm not saying you're going to date your advisor. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is you want to be comfortable when you're asking those personal questions about your money. You're getting those answers, and you trust the answers you're getting. You trust the person you're getting them from, that this relationship you're comfortable with lasting a long, long time. And if it's not, it's time to change. It should be an excitement to go see your advisor. That's why they're advisors, because they're part of your team. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Absolutely. And I think that's great advice to get someone started because, you know, I think finding the right person sometimes can be overwhelming. You know, what do? Go to Google and how do you find them? How do you find them?
We have people that Google us, or they'll come to the workshop, for example. They go, you know, I've got your name. I'll Google you. That's fantastic. You know, you're going to find some guy named Alan Becker. He's created some animatronics thing. That's who usually comes up first when you Google Alan Becker.
Not you. Not Alan Becker, here on the radio.
Nope, that's not me. He comes up first. I do come up eventually. But the thing is, it's just like dating, internet dating. If you want to find out where the relationship's going, eventually you got to meet the person.
Right.
So I think that when you're in the office, feeling the feel, getting the experience, asking the questions, looking across the table, getting your fresh chocolate, baked chocolate chip cookie, having a cup of coffee or soda, water, whatever it is that you're into, and you're having that conversation and getting your questions answered and you're enjoying the feedback, that's when you decide if this is a place to go. And I would tell you most people come back after the first visit at our office. Does everybody know? Absolutely not. There are some people that think they are good where they're at. Doesn't matter what we say. Other people we just don't mesh with. I mean, it's possible. But how do you know unless you come in, kick the tires, so to speak, see if what we have to offer and see if we can give you that comfort, because we're pretty successful. So we're able to help a lot of like-minded people. And that's why I just love what I do for a living.
And you can tell, I think your passion really comes through, Alan. You love helping people. I mean, number crunching is one thing, but really seeing people walk out of your office with that burden lifted, knowing that retirement is secure for them now, no matter how long they live, that has to be so fulfilling for you.
Absolutely. There's nothing better. So we can help you. You know, we want to help people with their personal monthly income so they know exactly what they're going to get. We can help every last dollar work in retirement the way you need them to work.
What's the final situation, Alan?
Well, we talked about this in the beginning of the show today. One of the biggest fears of retirees, if not the biggest fear, is running out of money, right? So we can use an annuity appropriately situated to eliminate the number one fear of retirees. We can use it to place it in the retirement plan to give us a paycheck. And what we like to do at Retirement Solutions Group is also a playcheck. So all the money that you want guaranteed in retirement, that you want, just like a pension or Social Security, that you want that systematic money coming in each and every month for the rest of your life, even after you're gone, for the rest of your spouse's life. And then the balance of that, if there's any money left to pass on to your heirs, we can do that with an annuity. The great thing, though, these index annuities today, we're able to put those and get guarantees, why we defer them, of up to 10% simple per year, 7% compounded per year for 10, 15 years. What can that do to us? That can bridge the gap if we're still working and we're not ready to retire. That can potentially use that to give us peace of mind in retirement. If we just want to put money in and start a paycheck tomorrow, we can do those things. So the sixth way we use annuities is to create that guaranteed income stream based on the claims paying ability of the insured carrier we use, obviously, but we're able to get that systematic paycheck ongoing every year. And there's some carriers that even do increasing income. Once we get that paycheck every year, there's an increase in the market, they get an increase in their check, but they never decrease the check. So the following year, there's a decrease in the market or a down year, your check stays the same and it never has to recover from those losses. It just goes up next time there's a positive. I know you're thinking, my broker said don't do it. That's because your broker doesn't sell them, your broker doesn't understand them, or your broker just loves the commissions they're getting off their mutual funds and doesn't want to see you go into safety, security, peace of mind where you don't have to worry and don't need them anymore. I know I'm saying a lot there. Just come in and see if what I say is true. Try me. Investigate. Check it out. I'd like to share one more kind of our bonus use of annuity here in a moment.
So we're getting a bonus. What are we getting?
Well, one way I like to use an annuity in our practice is an arbitrage. Now, I know that sounds like the big mythical bird, but that's actually albatross. This is an arbitrage. And the idea is shifting from one point to the other. I got the perfect thing to make it understand. Client came to one of our workshops. Great guy and gal, but they had bought an annuity that paid them 8% guaranteed. And I know what you're thinking. That's fantastic. What's wrong with that? Well, this client used to work for the federal government, actually protected one of our presidents. Actually, is to be more specific, his wife. So it was protecting one of the president's wives, made him a Secret Service. And so he got a nice pension for putting his life on the line for all those years. When he did retire, he went and bought a business and then sold it. So he had a little money coming in from that as well. So here's a couple that was pretty conservative, didn't need a lot of money. They bought this annuity 8% guarantee, but that 8% was for income. So if they had an income problem, that'd been fantastic, great product, but they did not have an income problem. Matter of fact, they weren't using the money they had coming in as it was. So I looked at it and said, okay, you went to a workshop, you looked at this product, you thought you were getting something good, but they didn't explain it to you. They just sold you a product. All right, that's not a good fiduciary. It was suitable, but it was not the right thing to do. So what I did is I looked at the income that that annuity would generate, pulled off the taxes for him and his wife that would be at their rate, and it generated about, it was a little over a $200,000 annuity, and it was pulling about $14,000 a year as income off that product. Well, we pulled a couple grand off for taxes, left us about $11,000 that he could use. We took the $11,000, we put it into a life insurance. That life insurance, $11,000 a year. Now this income is for life. So we created a life insurance payment for life. Guaranteed him, I mean, I say life, but Megan, he had to pass away before he's 124. I thought they could do that.
Wow.
Right. They did too. So long as he pays that $11,000 till he's 100, lives to 124, either way, it's guaranteed to pay out. When I called him and told him, when we first wrote the app, we thought it'd be about $400,000 in death benefits. So we're turning 200 into 400. Not bad, tax-free. Called him back and said, I apologize. It's actually $640,000 that we're going to turn that 200 into.
Wow.
His first reaction was exactly that. That's too much money to leave my kids.
Never.
Problem is, I can't make it less money. It is what it is. So they're ecstatic. They've been with me for about 4 years now. They actually love what we did. They introduced us to several other people. But the key there is we took a bad situation, an annuity that was bought, honestly, inappropriately, and turned it into a good situation. But what out of that kind of comes the idea of the arbitrage. One annuity will pay the rest of his life. The life insurance needs to be paid for the rest of his life. So the annuity is paying for the life insurance. In the early years, if he passes away, he not only gets the $640,000, but he also gets his kids get the $200,000 that he put in the annuity. Now, the annuity is making money, but let's say the annuity then was to just go down by the $14,000 in income he took out of it. So next year, it's only worth $186,000. And he still has the $640,000 of life insurance. So the arbitrage is it'll never be less than $640,000, but in the early 15, 20 years, it'll be worth the $640,000 plus the annuity that's depleting. So win-win all the way around. That's our bonus way to use an annuity is an arbitrage, using the annuity to pay for something that you need to pay for. I've had clients suggest doing it to pay for houses. Lots of different ways we can use it.
Yeah, no kidding. It's fascinating, Alan. And I'm sure people have, after hearing that story, have some questions related to how they could use it. How can they reach you?
Well, it's really simple. We're accessible on the internet or by phone, 913-685-9422. Let me put together a complimentary, customized retirement income plan together, show you the difference between mutual funds and how a managed portfolio would work better. If you've accumulated over $100,000, you've graduated out of mutual funds and all you're doing is paying high fees for something you could do quite a bit better in a managed portfolio. Let us review your old annuities. Let's look at that. So I'd like to real quick recap. Today we've talked about seven different ways to use an annuity. So many good ideas there. We talked about the different fixed index annuities and variable annuities, how we can use it to bridge Social Security to let it grow, bridge our income gap, to use it to, as an arbitrage we just talked about, use it as a CD alternative. So many different ways there. And I can show any of these things to you if you'll pick up the phone, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. And we're located at 435 in Metcalf and we're here with bells on, if you will, waiting to assist, to help you, to show you how we can benefit you.
Alan, as we begin to wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, the biggest thing I can think of when we talk about annuities, especially two shows here, is that so many people have read, Googled, heard, somebody's told them why annuities aren't right for them, and I want to tell them why annuities might be right for them. And the way to do that is, you know, literally write down the questions that you have or have been told. Go back to the people that told you they were bad and ask them to tell you why. I've asked that question time and time again, and usually what I get is high fees, no access to your money. And the truth is, the right annuity doesn't have the fees. The access is limited because it's in an IRA already, perhaps. So those aren't really understandable, if you will. I challenge you, write down the reasons, come in, let's go over them, let's educate ourselves. And once we do that, we can make a decision that may or may not benefit our families for years to come. So if you want more information, you want your questions answered, you want to make sure if you already have an annuity, if you have the right one for you, the one that's got the most bells and whistles, that's going to do the best for you. My staff, myself, we're here. We're anxious to answer your questions. Hold us accountable. Give us the questions. We'll get you the answer.
It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.